Farmers and ranchers have been closely watching the EPA's proposed Waters of the U.S. rule, which was officially published in the Federal Register on Monday. American Farm Bureau Chief Lobbyist Dale Moore suggests discussing the issue and its effects on agriculture with state and local officials, as Moore believes that the EPA's proposed rule is an end run around congressional intent and U.S. Supreme Court rulings, and that EPA doesn't have regulatory power in this issue.
If this rule goes into place, those state officials and local officials will lose their ability to make decisions on local economic development, land use planning, and other things that folks who are closest to it can make the best decision. It appears to be an effort to move all of that to Washington, D.C.
EPA says certain exemptions will protect farmers from the new rule, but Moore says they only apply to long-standing farms, not new operations.
These exemptions, they've been narrowed and made regulatory by the EPA guidance. This is just one more effort that the EPA, by saying that they're providing certainty, they've provided certainty, and the certainty is this new rule dramatically expands their jurisdiction over not just the waters, but the lands of the U.S.
Which is why Farm Bureau is urging farmers and ranchers to bring attention to the issue.
We want our grassroots members letting their members of Congress know this EPA rule violates the intention of Congress in the Clean Water Act, that we need Congress to stop EPA's ability to move forward on a rule that we believe is just flat wrong.
The Federation is formally calling their new grassroots campaign, Ditch the Rule. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.